But I, you know, we got to talking. He was a chatty guy. Obviously, I talk a lot too. And so his story, I think, is something, you know, I'm still thinking about, which is that, you know, he's a veteran. And in the past, I think it was, must have been winter last year, he finally got a job at a VA hospital. So through the VA program, they found him a position at a VA hospital. He was disinfecting equipment. And he had just gotten started with it. It sounded like from our call, and he was pretty happy about it, you know, getting started with paycheck and benefits. And then COVID hit. And he's like, you would think for the hospital would be doing really well during COVID. And he's like, that's not what happened. You know, all those inpatient procedures that you can get a copay off of, or you'll get some sort of fee from performing, they couldn't do. So the hospital had to cut costs and ended up selling out to a contractor. The services, they sold out to a services contractor and they cut his job. And so in DC, again, this is a connecting resources, and I didn't know the answer to this question, but he said, you know, I lost my job. I guess he said maybe April. Yeah, April is when he lost his job. And he said, well, you know, in DC, if you haven't been at your job for more than 6 months, you're not eligible for unemployment. And he's like, and I had just started that job. So I had no job again. So he's been without a job since April. And he had done everything right. You know, he went through the books. He was like, give me a job. I'm happy to work. I want to work at my job. I'm very thankful for my job. And then COVID took it away. A contract, you know, government spilled out to a contractor. No job. No unemployment either. And he's a veteran, right? And you're like, jeez, you know? And he said, you know, maybe it's different. Maybe I didn't know about some, you know, some COVID rule, but that's why I go to you guys for groceries, because I lost my job. And, you know, he definitely can't, no one's hiring now, not those kind of positions. And he calls all the time, you're not all the time, he says he's called, you know, pretty regularly saying, you know, oh, okay, you guys opening back up again, you know, because things are opening back up, you know, wondering if maybe the position was back. But even the metro stops that he used to use to get to the hospital are closed still, you know, because they're running unlimited service. So again, that kind of like, geez, when you're in the hole, it's so hard to get out. And you're saying, so I'd originally asked him, part of the questions was, do you know anyone who's died of COVID? He's like, no, I don't. But then when we started talking our story, and I don't even think he realized it, but I changed the answer afterward because we were talking. He's like, yeah. And so I have a, he's like, I don't know if you call it, I guess it's a caseworker. He obviously, and I, it sounded funny, like he's like, I need a caseworker. That's what they call it. Veteran, my veteran caseworker. He, you know, she's a woman from some country in Africa, and her name, you know, no one could say, so we just all called her Mrs. It was like Brownton or something. And he's like, she died. He's like, I called up one time and I was supposed to, you know, reconnect with her, see if she could help me get another position. Found out she was dead in COVID. So then I went back to the survey. I was like, does know someone who died of COVID? Which is like a really dark thing, how to, you know. So that, yeah, that kind of sticks with you. 'Cause you're like, geez, like somebody who's trying to do it all right just can't catch a break.